Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All up, all up, no support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless. Artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, kingdom assignment, spirit feel, yeah, yeah, all up inside me, I support my own life, only in my head, if you send it out, I won't, you see your daughter, kingdom supporter, taking the Jesus, I'm a supporter.
God and I'm feeding, I need more and more of you, Jesus. Lost in my ways, lost in the haze, I'ma go hard for your kingdom. Why? Now you done gave me a purpose, gave me a life and I'm worth it.
Yeah, I'm worth it.
Working up hard, they hard, they hard, till they pray in repentance. I know that you ain't gonna leave me,
no.
Your love is fire, it's blazing. Up in my soul, up in my mind, now I'm feeling amazing.
Woo.
You can attain all the clouds. I'm just a pottery shell. I'm picking my dust, I'm off now. And all your glory's found.
I am exclusive, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me. Christ inside me. I support. Kingdom assignment. Spirit feel, yeah, yeah. All up inside me.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on, man? Good evening, everybody. Of course, today is Friday. You know, it's kind of relaxed, kick our feet up, and just let you guys know that it is the KS Radio Show taking over the Friday night airwaves and phone lines. This is your boy KS, and of course, if you've seen the flyer, then you know who is my guest, none other than Mr. Church himself. He is going to be here tonight to share his testimony, to tell us what his name means, even share some of his music with us. So definitely you guys are tuned into the right station at the right time, and I'm praying that you guys will be blessed by the music that I play on tonight and even the testimony from Mr. Church himself. But before I get him in cue, I got to give God all the praise and all the glory by opening up the show with none other than my good friend, Gloria Shalom, who is the birthday girl today. I can't tell you guys how old she is, but anyway, we kick the show off with her song called Hosanna. And before we get Mr. Church in cue, I got to open up the show in prayer because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, and this platform wouldn't be where it is and what it is without Christ transforming my life. So first and foremost, God, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to fellowship with none other than the legend himself, Mr. Church. Lord, we just pray that your will be done on tonight, that your voice will be heard on tonight. Lord, make our ears and our hearts sensitive to the things that are spiritual, that are from you, that are needed for us to see, that are needed for us to hear. Make our hearts and our ears sensitive to what you want us to hear, and our eyes sensitive to what you want us to see, so that we can speak truth to power and do what you have called us to do, and be in the places and the spots where you want us to be. Be in the places where you want us to be at the appointed time. So, Lord, I uplift my brother, Mr. Church, on tonight, and I pray that you would just strengthen him to continue to go forward with boldness, continue to go forward with your strength, because, God, we know that sometimes this walk may be weary. I know that sometimes we might even want to faint, but, God, we know that when we put our trust in you and when you is our strength, then we know that your power is made perfect. So, Lord, please bless my brother on tonight. Bless the listeners that will listen to the rebroadcast as well as the listeners that are listening live across each and every platform. Lord, just let your will be done on tonight. Let your love be felt. Let the gospel of Jesus Christ go forward and let it be off the leash. Let us not hinder anything that you want us to do on tonight or hinder anything you want us to say on tonight. Lord, have your way on this platform, in this place, in the playlist, and so forth, God. Lord, we give you full permission and full reign on tonight to do as you please. So, Lord, just bless your name on tonight. Bless the listeners on tonight. And, Lord, if there's anything that we have said or done that is outside of your will, that is against your word, we pray for forgiveness right now, God. And, Lord, we just ask you to continue to be with us all of our days as well as the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I know that the homie, Mr. Church, is on the line. Mr. Church, are you there, bro?
What's going on, fam? I'm here, man. I'm in the building.
Hey, man, we in the building, man. It's an exclusive interview, man. Y'all are in for a treat on tonight. Mr. Church, man, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Blessed, man. You know, favor to God, man. Dealing with a little cold, but I'm here, man. I'm excited about this interview, man. I be watching you. I see the interviews that you do. I see your show. So I'm excited about this interview.
Hey, man, well, I am definitely honored and glad to have you on tonight. And it's only right that I give honor where honor is due by giving you a round of applause for just joining me on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate that.
Everybody gets the same hand claps when they come on to the KS Radio Show. Every guest is special in my eyes, and I really appreciate you, bro, for coming on tonight. You said that you were dealing with a little cold. Did it start today, or are you just, like, going through, like, the motions and the transition to get it out of your system, or what?
No, I think I've been dealing with it now for about 2 days. I'm the type of person, man, I don't really like taking medicine, so mm-hmm. I kind of just let my body do what it does and fight it off. And I feel like, you know, I haven't taken medicine since I was 13 years old. And I feel like my body is equipped and able to fight stuff off. And so that's where I'm at. Like you said, I'm in that process. You know, I think probably by this weekend, I'll be good. I'll be solid.
Gotcha. Well, again, man, I'm honored to have you on the show tonight because you could have been anywhere else and you chose to stop by the KS Radio Show to share your testimony, to share what Jesus means to you, to share some music. And we are definitely locked in and strapped in, and we are ready to hear the testimony, the music, and so forth. So,
no doubt.
Mr. Church, tell us, give us a snapshot of your testimony. How did you come up with the name Church, and what it means? Single mother, family. We want to know everything from beginning to end. Well, beginning to present, should I say?
No doubt, no doubt. Wow, well, you put me on the spot with that one. This may take me the whole duration of the show. No, I'm kidding. But all right, so here we go. Mr. Church has been rapping for 11 years now. When I first started rapping, it was a ministry tool. That's simply it. Actually, it was a challenge from one of my pastors. He was a youth pastor at his father's church, and he had just started his ministry. I think at the time that I came on board, he had been doing ministry for maybe like a year, probably coming up on two. And he just wasn't pleased with his youth Sunday services. He felt like they was flat. Because he was a youth pastor at his father's church, those were the most attended services. He was pretty radical. He had a drawn to the youth, and so he expected the same thing in his ministry. So here I am. I'm part of the ministry. He set this challenge out there. He called a leadership meeting. He said, hey, y'all, the youth services are pretty flat. You know, I need y'all to step it up. I need some people to take on some responsibility roles and get this youth service to where it needs to be so that we can have our youth engaged. So I stepped up to the plate. I said, well, Pastor Troy, won't you allow me to spearhead the next youth service? He said, wow, you'll be willing to do that? And I was like, yes, sir. So but prior to this youth service, I only rap. Like, whenever I heard music on the radio, I would always flip it and make it Christian. And that's mm-hmm. still something that God has gifted me to be able to do. If I hear a song on the radio, you give me to the end of the day, and I done remixed it Christian. And so that was the extent of my music ministry prior to this. But when I stepped up to the plate and my pastor allowed me to take on that challenge, I approached one of my other brothers in the church, and I said, hey, man, him and I had a relationship. It was fairly new, but we were pretty cool. And I said, hey, man, let's do a rap together. He was like, cool. And then I began to organize other people that would be a part of the youth service. Well, fast forward to that youth service. It's here. It's high anticipation for it. And him and I rap. And it was, bro, it was well received. It was bananas. Matter of fact, that whole Sunday was bananas. It was everything that my pastor expected it to be. God really breathed on that Sunday, man. And it was crazy. But out of that, everybody was like, man, y'all got the, is that a song that y'all doing or what? And then my pastor began to allow us to travel with him and do the song whenever he went to different places and ministered. All right, so that kind of sparked the fire in us. But that still was the deepest extent of music at this time. So for probably about 7 years, I'm really just an in-house music minister. And then whenever my pastor traveled and he wanted us to do some gospel rapping, we would do it. All right, so fast forward, I moved to Tennessee, and I'm trying to expedite through this story, bro. So we moved to Tennessee, and I'm still doing the same thing. I'm not up under the same pastor, but for some reason God always allowed me to, or allowed there to be a drawing to the youth ministry and me. So I moved to Tennessee. I joined another ministry, and they put me in the youth department. And again, youth Sunday come up, I'm rapping. So it's well received. Well, I end up meeting this guy doing street outreach ministry, and he introduced me to another guy that was doing this show. And I asked the guy, I said, hey, man, is there room on board for us, my partner and I, to minister a song? He was like, yeah. And I said, well, we don't have it recorded, so you have access to a studio where we can record? He was like, yeah. So we went in the studio, recorded the song. The dude that was putting on the show, this was his first time hearing the song, and he was blown. He was like, bro, y'all just kind of upped y'all's stock. Now, I was just going to kind of throw y'all on the tail end of the show, But he was like, nah, I want y'all here. And he's like, and he actually was on the record label. So he began to talk to us about joining him, locking arms with him, and taking his music to another level. Well, that's the first time that I began to look at music on another level, because like I stated, it was just a ministry tool. So I did that with him, and it began to become more than just an in-house ministry thing. It began to become an actual ministry that I took on more seriously. Well, I'm going to fast forward a little bit more. Him and I, we didn't last long because, and sometimes it's tough. To be honest to any listener that's out there doing music, the business part of this sometimes it's horrible. You would think in the CHH community it wouldn't be that way, but really it is, and it's an unfortunate piece of it. But I don't like the business part of it because, as I stated earlier, for me it's a ministry tool, and it's still that, but I want to be able to expand my ministry, so of course you need resources. Well, that's the part of it that kind of turns me off, to be honest, man. I don't like that part of it, and it kind of caused a ripple between the guy and I. Nothing that we couldn't salvage, but we just agreed that, hey, we probably shouldn't work together because he wanted me to put all of my music on his label, pay for everything, do all of my funding, but put it on his label, and then he would kind of like CEO it. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound right because if I'm going to pay for everything, then I'm an independent artist. I really don't. I don't need to be on your record label. And he disagreed, and it just kind of got ridiculous. But so that's the kind of the beginning of me beginning to look at it serious. All right. So here you go. Fast forward one more time. 2019, God flipped my whole life upside down. My wife and I, we separated. That's kind of deep. She left me for a woman, and I'm just being transparent at this particular time. The enemy came into our marriage, so we separated. I got all the kids. I'm a single father, and I couldn't work the job that I worked. I was the corporate job that I was accustomed to having, I couldn't work that any longer because I'm a single father. And at this time, it's like the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020. So COVID is kind of coming on the scene, and it's a lot, things are changing. The nation is changing, life's changing. I just didn't feel comfortable. I have older kids, but I didn't feel comfortable leaving my kids at home and traveling to my job because I worked about an hour and a half away, overseeing two warehouses. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm in the midst of all this chaos. I asked God, where do you want? What's going on? What am I supposed to do now, God? And clear as day, bro, God said, I need you to focus on this music. I need you to take it more serious. This music is going to open doors because the bigger vision for my ministry as a whole is youth centers. And God said that this music is going to allow me to attain the influence and the resources to really pursue the youth centers. So out of that came a rebranding because prior to 2019, say about 2010 when I began to rap, my rap name was Rod the God. And that's God with a lowercase g, because I say that because a lot of people get offended with the God thing. But that was God with a lowercase g, but it was Rod the God. All right, so God said, I want you to rebrand. And out of that, I heard plain as day, Mr. Church. So I said, okay, God, that's pretty broad. Okay, Mr. Church, what's the whole Mr. Church thing? And he gave me the acronym. So Mr. Church stands for change, humility, unity, righteousness, character, and hope. So I said, okay, God, I can dig that. Another clear instruction, he said, son, I want you to represent the church. At that time, I don't know if you can remember back then, bro, about 2019, the church began to go up under a lot of scrutiny. People began to put the magnifying glass on the church. And God said, I want you to represent it in a different light. And I put this disclaimer out there. Some of it was the church's fault, and some of it is just, the enemy definitely attacking, causing division and separation, doing what he does. But some of it was the church's fault, and so God gave me clear instructions. I want you to represent the church in the right light. So out of that, I got this rebranding. Now I'm Mr. Church. God gave me this promise, bro, and he held to it. He said, this is the end of 2019. I wrote three songs. One of them is This My Year, One of them is bless you, and the other one is the reason why. You're the reason why. God told me, he said, by the end of 2020, your life will not look the same. And, bro, he held true to his promise. My music ministry, like, went from, if I could put a number on it, bro, it went from, like, 10 to, like, 80, 90, close to 100 on the scale in, like, a matter of a year. I was at award shows. I'm traveling doing music. My music is on all kind of radio shows, bro. I'm on international compilation albums. It was crazy. And God held true to his promise. And so now what you have is a shaking of my life in 2019, me giving God a gift, God holding true to his promise. And now I'm in the middle of working this music to get to the youth center. So I hope I summed everything up in a way that people can really hear my testimony in that little short time frame. It's a lot of more in there, but that's the gist of everything. Mr. Church.
Amen. So church stands for change, humility, unity. What's the R, what's the C, and what's the H?
Righteousness,
character.
Righteousness. And what God gave me along with that is he said these are some things that we should constantly be working on. So I am the change that I want to see. I am the humility. I need to make sure that I'm exemplifying that. I'm making sure that I'm exemplifying unity. Righteousness, make that clear. We're righteous because of Jesus Christ. I'm not righteous in my own being. There's nothing I can do to make myself righteous. I'm only righteous because of Christ. And that's my testimony. So God said, I need you to make sure that you teach that, push that character. We all should be working on our character. And hope. We should be. Jesus is all of our hope, but the people that's close to us, we should be their hope, man. We should be pointing them to the big hope, the source, but we should be an inspiration, especially as the body of Christ. We should be hope. We should be, when people are in our midst, they should have, or they should be able to pull on the hope that we have because we know Christ. So, that's it.
Amen. Now, we do have one of your songs in queue. Of course, I'm at 830 KS Nation. You guys know that we do shout-outs. So, we're going to go ahead and get into our third song of the night by the homie Million from California. This is something exclusive that he allowed me to play in 2020. This is called I'm a Believer. And hopefully, you guys will be encouraged, like being encouraged by Mr. Church's testimony. And hopefully you guys will be encouraged by this song exclusively called I'm a Believer by the homie Million. Keep it locked. We got more with the homie.
Yeah. Let me preach.
Born to calm and desperate in the heat of the night. Valentine's 86, I was destined to see the light. I was born with the odds against me. Especially when I'm under pressure, but that's how they find a diamond. So please bar my blessing. I remember the stress. Bread and government cheese. Ramen noodles, bologna, and Kool-Aid, please. Section 8 housing. Food stamp books. I got scars from getting drunk, cause I ain't like the mad looks. I call them halfway crooks. They just wanted my ego. Swagger on a milli, couldn't tell by my feet, though. These old British knights, well, I'm catching them all. Rhyme books and a pen, I dream of seeing my father. But the struggle ain't last. I got gifts like Christmas. Rocking 10,000, I ain't even got a hit list. I just wanna tell him how he's been so good to this East Side boy. Took him out there. Different. Woke up one early morning and all of my cares were missing. All hate is defeated. In the midst of my slumber, had trashed all of my worries. Too many to number. They asked me how I did it. I don't even remember. On a plane in the Bahamas in the middle of winter. I say you either sinner or you saved by grace. But you can't be both. Let me take my place. Now I'm a West Side boy. California where my head at. Sacramento kid with my wife you in my bed at. Never missed a meal. Never left vacation. They asked me to keep, have faith, be patient. Try it if you want, my life ain't never been better. I believe in the sun, I ain't worried about the weather. Radio show hosted by Alicio, aka KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And man, shout out to the homie Million for, you know, sending over that track last year. It's very rare that I play it, so you guys are definitely in for a treat on tonight. Of course, you heard from Brody Da Vinci in the commercial that we do birthday shout-outs, and none other than Mr. Church is my guest. So it's only right that I ask you, bro, if you have any shout-outs you want to give, mom, dad, your barber, your auntie, your kids, anybody you want to give a shout-out to on tonight?
No doubt. Well, I can shout all of them out, man. Shout-out to my mom, my dad, my sisters, and then my daughter actually has a birthday on the 21st, which is Sunday. So shout out to my daughter, our niece, Noelle Tate Calhoun. Happy birthday, baby.
Amen. Now, I do see we got some A59, some Kentucky love on the line on tonight. I want to give a big shout out to my auntie. She's my church auntie. But Pastor Ramona Malone is checking in with us on tonight. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Gloria Shalom, whose birthday is today, and my son Tristan, who's in the next room. We left Dave and Buster's, and he was like, "Daddy, I want to go with you to your show." And I was like, "Tristan, it's a radio show; it's not a concert." And he was like, "I still want to go." So, so we had some fun at Dave and Buster's about a couple hours ago, and he loves going to the concerts with me. He loves going to the studio and everything with me. And I'm just really honored and glad to be a dad, not just, you know, a person just sending birthday cards every year. So I'm glad that I'm active in his life and he actually wants to do things with me, which is pretty common. But I don't take it lightly and I don't take it for granted. So I do want to give a big shout out to my 4-year-old Daddy's Champ is my nickname for him, Tristan Juan Michael Torres. He's watching Tots on Disney Plus right now, but he just loves his dad and he loves his mom and he's just a lovable kid. But Mr. Church, what do you think about that Million track?
I love it, man. I'm a big fan, man. As well as the artist, I listen to a lot of people's music, man. I love the different creative ability that God has blessed us all with, the different sounds. That track was hot, man. Really, everything that you've played, bro, I really like it. I've been listening, and that track is hot. So, yeah, no doubt.
Well, Mr. Church, we got your song called This Is My Year. My Year. I'm sorry. What is it called? This Is My Year.
I'm a country boy. Let me put that out there. I'm country as all get out. So the name of the track is This My Year.
So what was the inspiration behind this track, and who produced it?
The inspiration behind this track, man, was, like I said, it was one of those songs that I wrote at the end of 2019 when my whole life was turned upside down and I was left wondering, left with a big question mark. And God gave me the promise that at the end of 2020, if I held tight to this music and I pursued it in the manner or in the way that he told me to, that by the end of 2020, my life would look different. So I made a song that was a declaration that, you know, no matter what I got to do, I'm going to make sure that I do everything that I can to allow God to be able to bless me in the way that he wanted to. So this song is a declaration saying that this is my year. And then the hook, I say, I give, I say to the church, to the world, to the devil, and to my haters that this is my year. Somebody better let y'all know that I'm coming. I'm coming.
Amen. Now, who produced it?
Oh, I'm sorry. My partner, man, out of Duval, the one and only man, Jermaine Manning out of Precision Studios.
Amen. Well, you guys are definitely in for a treat. It's been on blast since Monday. It's Friday, and I am not tired of it yet. Hopefully, you guys will not get tired of it either, because it will be, you know, on the show again. We're going to go ahead and get into this song right here by my guest, Mr. Church. This is my year. And my son just wants to hug me. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track. Here is This My Year right here on the KS Radio Show. You guys keep it locked.
Chill.
Gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell the world it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell the church it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell the devil it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell a hater, it's my year. That turbulent water, yeah boy, that's my type. Look at my stance, I'm ready to fight. Mention the challenge, it get me so hype. Let me call my daddy, cause this not my fight. Victory's won already through Christ. All we gotta do is just give him my life. Better believe every struggle is strife, but don't lose your position and you'll be alright. Place on the hill got you shining so bright. When they all go left, better stay right. Pathway to heaven is narrow and tight, but broad is the way to destruction of life. Life are you down, just catch you a kite. Not riding no plane, but spirit flight. Messing with me, I'll be fasting all night. Lord, I need your strength and I need your might. Faith is on point cause I don't use my sight. Rely on your word cause you cannot lie. You're not a man that you should repent. Listen up saints cause this rap heaven sent. Facing some things, your knees should be bent. Playing with sin and you should repent. Unholy things, you're moving real quick. Not playing no games cause this is my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell the world it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell the church it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. star, body, better, tell the devil, it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell a hater, this my year. Renew my mind, I stayed on my grind. He polished me up, now it's time to shine. People that hate it, now they gon' believe. They hoped I would die, but the spirit in me. Devil a lie, he tried to deceive. Like I wouldn't win, I am victory. I am his seed, and I am the one. A child of the most, yes, I am his son. Slaying these demons, I don't have no gun. Sever they neck from their head with my sword. All of the things of the Lord I adore. The things of the world, I don't want them no more. Yes, I put them down, won't pick them back up. All men will be drawn if we just lift them up. Knees to the ground and my hair lifted up. My posture for life until he called me up. Giving them praise, cause that's all I do. I live in this world with abiding in you. Words say they need it, I don't need no proof. Them sick to sick tell me the truth about you. Riding this wave like I ride a coupe. I'm radical, baby, so please don't be spooked. Repping the light, the weight, the truth. DJ dropped the beat and I ripped up the booth. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell the world it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell the church it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell the devil it's my year. The old me gone, the new me here. I walked on water without no fear. Somebody better tell a hater it's my year.
Hey, y'all, did he do that thing or did he do that thing? My goodness, Mr. Church with this Glory my year. Feeling that one, man. Feeling that one, bro.
Appreciate
man. That might be
it,
that might have
Appreciate
to be in rotation for like until like February. Because we need declaration here on the KS Radio Show, man. Because we need the listeners to know that you can be encouraged through music. And especially if it has a powerful message like that, everybody, this is my year. You gotta know how to clear and declare some things, even if it's just something small like
on.
This is my year. Just to get up out the bed, you feel me? Just I know a lot of people, they struggle with anxiety. A lot of people really don't want to go to work the next day. But you got to tell yourself that this is my year. And you got to stay consistent with everything that you're doing as far as going to work, as far as ministry and everything.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is my year. The Bible tells us that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. So you, as an individual, you have to declare and decree and even say those things in order for them to become real. So thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. A big shout-out to the homie Martin the Greatest that just called in from New Orleans, you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. If you guys got any feedback, definitely press the number one key to interact and be live on the show. We checking out with the homie Mr. Church. His name stands for Change, Humility, Unity, Righteousness, Character, and Hope. And as a believer, as a disciple of Christ, when people look at us, they should see those qualities. They should see those characteristics. And they should know that we carry the hope of Jesus Christ with us and that they can have hope as well. So, Mr. Church, what made you want to be a guest on tonight?
Nah, man, I love opportunities to fellowship, to break bread, the word of God, and just to connect, man. Relationships are so important. And something as simple as an interview, man, can carry you a long way, you know what I mean? I feel like we've gained a pretty good relationship in this small amount of time that we've been talking and knowing each other. We've learned a lot. You've learned a little bit about me. I've learned some things about you. And you never know what God wants to do with this relationship. So I love doing interviews because I love having conversations. I love talking with people. I love connecting, and I love networking.
Amen. Well, but I definitely appreciate you for being on the show, bro. I know we got about, what, another 20 minutes or something left into the show. Hope you guys have been encouraged through his testimony. He's been rapping for 11 years on outreach ministry, and he just wants to do things that pleases God and honor God with everything that he's doing. He uses music as a ministry tool, not to, get over on anybody or, not to do it for the money like some people do. I'm not going to throw out any names like that, but some people in CHH are just in the gospel arena, period. they do it for the money. So let's just be honest. Let's just cut to the chase. Some people do. There are some that's actually in the body of Christ that actually want to edify the body and do it the right way. You feel me? And Mr. Church is one of those very rare individuals. His name stands for change, humility, unity, righteousness, character, and hope. And Mr. Church, are you open to do like travel and everything?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Matter of fact, 2022, those doors are kind of slanging open, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to going all over the U.S., and then my manager has stated to me that there's some possibility to do – there's some big ministry thing that happens in, I think she said, France. So I'm, like, super excited about that, bro. She has a connection that has a connection – that does this ministry type music type thing in France. And so I don't have the deep details right now, but just her mentioning it to me just kind of really got me excited, man. So she keeps saying, get your passport. So I'm really looking forward to going outside the country and kind of experiencing how they worship God. So it's a lot of excitement behind that. But definitely would love the opportunity to travel and minister the word of God.
Amen. Now, how can people get a hold of you on social media? And, you know, in case if there are any event organizers that would like to book you, how can they book you? Do you got like a Gmail, a website or anything? How can people get a hold of you for those kind of events and those kind of, you know, questions and stuff?
Definitely. So I kind of try to stay current. I'm on all social media platforms. On Facebook, it's I Am The Church. I Am All Together. It's I Am Together, the church. On Instagram, it's Mr_Church2020. On TikTok, it's I Am The Church, but church is spelled like an acronym, the way that I actually spell it. So when you think about it, it's I Am The, and then put periods in between every letter of church, and you'll connect to me. And pretty much everything else, Twitter and everything else, I kind of kept it simple, Mr. Church. My email is mrchurch1979@gmail.com. And please reach out. Let's connect.
Amen. Well, bro, before we get out of here, man, I got something exclusive that I just found out last week. The homie Aram dropped a video and a single titled Rocky featuring Abel. If you guys don't know who Aram is, he is a Christian hip-hop artist from Pennsylvania. No, I'm sorry. Philadelphia. I'm sorry. That's the same area. I'm sorry. Anyway, one of them peas over there on the East Coast. Anyway, he has a new video called Rocky, and it's featuring Abel. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track, and then we got another question with the homie, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of here, you guys. I just want to say thank you guys for listening. All of my sponsors, thank you. And we're going to go ahead and get into this track by the homie Aram. Check it out.
Feeling like, yeah, I don't need that affirmation out me. Yeah. Feeling like Rocky, yeah. Feeling like Eagles back at 17. Nobody can stop me, yeah. Feeling like about to win the whole thing. I'm going down, yeah. I don't need that affirmation, not me. Best believe I'm putting on for the team. And I feel like we're winning the whole thing. I'm feeling like Rocky, yeah. Feeling like Rocky, yeah. Feeling like Rocky, yeah. I don't need that affirmation, not me. Best believe I'm putting on for the team. And I feel like we're winning the whole thing. I'm feeling like Rocky. Back to the ropes, not in the scope. I ain't losing hope, cause I'm feeling like Rocky, yeah. Jab to the nose, I getting swole. I ain't letting go, cause I'm feeling like Rocky. Big class. Ain't gon' stress cause I ain't mad. For the last I'll be first and the first I'll be last. I guess it's sad how we get the last laugh.
Ain't gon' do it again.
Outmatched, whoa, yeah, I gotta wait on a minute. I work, no, I'ma go ahead and get it.
Go ahead and get it now.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Take a left and I run it back. Ain't worried about none of that cause I'm about to snap. Can't stop till opposition is handed defeat. You get it, capiche? You catch me shadow boxing cause my greatest enemy is me. Get under my feet. Life hits hard, I'm taking account through the pen. Ain't about how you get here or the scars that you get. Just make sure that you get up again. Feeling like Rocky, yeah. Feeling like Eagles back at 17. Nobody can stop me, yeah.
Feeling like about to win the whole thing, then I'm going doubt me. Look, I don't need that affirmation, not me. Best believe I'm putting on for the team. And I feel like we're winning the whole thing. I'm feeling like rock, yeah.
In Philly, boy, ain't no shock, we ain't scaring Rocky. I'm in the ring, I'm doing my thing. If never throw shots, it's at the body. We got the church, just fighting the church. I think I maneuver, it's getting sloppy. I'm in the gym, I'm looking at him. Whatever he doing, I'm trying copy. Look, if it's hand down, then it's man down. Got an uppercut right to Satan's chin. Man, I bet I'm messing up his plan now. Yo, I heard they thought Christian rap trash, so they heard his rap, they a fan now. Like, I mean, they the fam now. Look, I ain't trying to let the fam down. If you send shots at the church, you gon' see the sheep die like a ram now. If my brother struggle, I throw him a shield. Boy, I'm Steve Rogers, he's damn now. Yo, they I know about the mainstream, it just ain't the one that I swam down. Spread good news, spread good fruit. Got the whole team making jams now, let's go.
God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing that is worse. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie. And you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, you guys, we are back. Hey, man, shout out to the homie Aram featuring Abel with Rocky Man. Loving their track. If you guys haven't seen the video, definitely go ahead and slide on over to YouTube, and y'all know what to do. Type in Aram Rocky in the search engine, and then the pop right up. Mr. Church is my guest on tonight. Again, his name stands for Change. Humility, unity, righteousness, character, and hope. Were you feeling that track, bro?
Definitely. Definitely. Feeling like Rocky. Definitely.
Amen. Well, I do know that time is of the essence. We got about another 8 minutes left into the show. But usually I ask my guests to pray us out. So if you – hold on. Let me rewind. Do you have any last remarks before we get into the prayer?
No, man, I enjoyed myself, heard some good music, got some artists I'm going to look up and check out, and so thank you. That's just my last remarks, man. Thank you for this opportunity, bro. I thank you for the invite onto the KS Radio Show, and hopefully we can connect in some other ways in the future, bro.
Amen. Well, I'm honored to have you on the show. I'm honored that you wanted to be a guest. So, yeah, I had a good time tonight, and I'm enjoying the This My Year track. Actually, before we let you go, how can people get a hold of that track? Is it, like, on, like, Spotify? Like, is it streaming anywhere? What are the streaming and digital outlets that people can listen to that track on?
It's definitely on all the digital platforms. I actually, man, God blessed me with a Sony Orchard deal, so I was blessed to be able to put that track on the Orchard. And, you know, so I got the Sony Orchard behind me pushing that track, man. So any platform where the listeners purchase or stream music, you just put in Mr. Church as an acronym and then type in This Is My Year. It'll pop right up. I also got another track out there called Bless You. Same process to get to it. Put in Mr. Church as an acronym. Put in Bless You, but B-L-E-S-S space Y-A. And it'll pull right up, man, and you'll be able to check that out. The youth loves Bless You, man. It's really a track that kind of gets the youth really crunk. So if you have any kind of youth rallies or youth ministries event, it'll be the perfect song for that. So, yeah, check me out.
Amazing. amazing. I'm going to definitely have to check it out. Listeners, you guys do too. KS Nation, please do. We need to support this young man and doing what he's doing for the kingdom and doing it for the Lord in an excellent way. Again, his two tracks that he mentioned tonight are This My Year and Bless You. So definitely get on those streaming digital platforms and let's support him. Let's follow him. Let's become a monthly subscriber and a monthly listener. And also tell your haters and your neighbors about him. Amen.
I like that.
Amen. Well, without any further ado, bro, we're ready to go into the throne room. If you may take us, we will lead. I mean, we will. If you will lead us, we will follow.
Definitely, definitely. If our hearts and mind are clear, then we'll go before the Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name, God. Father God, we thank you for all things, because your word says that in all things, Father God, we should give you thanks. God, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to fellowship, break bread about your word, learn something about somebody new, God, and just connect in different ways. Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way. Anything that you want to do, any kind of relationship, any kind of opportunity, any doors that you want to open, Holy Spirit, we pray that you open those. Father, any doors that will try to hinder, any obstacles, please close those doors. I pray, Father God, that any listener that was listening tonight, maybe they heard something, Father God, that touched their heart. Maybe they're inspired to pursue their purpose even a little bit more, God. And for that, Father God, we give you glory. Father God, I ask that you continue to breathe on the KS Radio Show, God. Continue to bring resources in so that my brother can minister, his ministry can extend and expand and go even farther, God, and so that he can touch even more people, God, for your glory. God, I pray for health. I pray for finances for him and his family, God. I ask that you continue to keep unity in amongst him and his family, God. And we bind the hand of the enemy that may not only try to attack his ministry but his family, anything that's connected to him, Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy, God. We bless you for tonight, God. We bless you for this opportunity, God, to glorify you. God, we give you all praise, glory, and honor. It's in your son's Jesus' name that we pray. And all said amen.
Amen. And the show wouldn't be where it is without me or without Mr. Church turning our lives over to Christ. And with it being 2021, we don't know what's coming down the pipeline. We don't know what the government is going to do. We don't know what the education system is going to do next. But what we do know is that God is already in the future, in his hands, and he has total control. Not semi-control, not somewhat control. He has total control of what is to come. But you won't know that if you haven't accepted his son, Jesus Christ. So if you are outside of the ark of safety and you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, then you have no idea what salvation is. And salvation is important in these last days because, again, we don't know what's coming down the pipeline. We don't know what the government is going to do next. We don't know how many other people COVID is going to kill or anything. Mm-hmm. But what we do know is that we could trust Jesus because he is already in the future, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you want to do anything, you want to give your life to God right now. You want to give your heart to Jesus and your heart to him as well. Of course, I wouldn't be where I am without the blood of Jesus. Mr. Church wouldn't be where he is without the blood of Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and get into the salvation clip. And again, Rewarn is going to mention everything that I want to say in a matter of 3 minutes. So if you haven't chosen Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this clip is for you. Here is the salvation clip.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision. give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I receive that salvation. Celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
You guys, again, shout out to the homie Reborn for that salvation clip. Mr. Church is my guest on tonight, and we got a gem for you guys because I just had another person to call in. Mr. Church, did you enjoy yourself on tonight, bro?
I did, man. Again, thank you, bro.
Amen. So I mentioned a gem because I kind of booked another guest, but I forgot about the time difference. But the homie right. Zay Jones from East St. Louis, Illinois, is on the show. And while we got calling, wow. I'm going to go ahead and extend the invitation. So I'm going to give him 20 minutes to tell his testimony and even share his music with us, his new single called Move Around. Zay Jones, are you there, bro?
Yes, sir.
What up, what up, what up, boy?
What's going on, y'all? What's up?
Zay Jones, meet Mr. Church. Mr. Church, meet Zay Jones.
What's happening, bro?
Hey, how you doing?
You got it, man.
Pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
So, Mr. Church is also a Christian hip hop artist, and it's only fitting that even though Zay, we talk, and the time difference got ahead of us. And we didn't even think about the time difference. So
yeah.
So we gonna rock out with you, Zay. I'm gonna give you, 15 minutes to tell your testimony, and we're gonna play your song as well. I do want to give a big shout out to Miss Ramona Malone and even the homie Martin DeGrizz that's on the line right now. Again, you guys, if you want to call in for another 30 minutes, the number is 914-205-5471. Zay Jones, part two on the KS Radio Show. Zay, man, it was an honor and a pleasure meeting you at the HBE conference, bro. Definitely humbled to not only, hear your music through Queef, but I was also honored to meet you face-to-face. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate y'all having me. And likewise, bro, once again, like I said, I really appreciate all the support. Super genuine. It's refreshing. So thank you for being you, bro.
Amen. If we need more what is the word I want to use? Generosity, more kindness, more compassion, in the body of Christ. Everybody wants to do something for a price or for a fee. I'm not with all that, man. But if you put something in my hand, I'm gonna take care of it as if it's mine, and I'm gonna value it, and I value the friendship that we have. So I definitely appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man. It's likewise, bro. like I said, super excited and just grateful, man. The encouragement has been, honestly, I would say right on time. I'm in a lot of new spaces in general. So to meet someone along the way who just genuinely likes to see other people win and wants to encourage them, like I said, it's super refreshing, and I'm just grateful for it.
Absolutely. Well, since this is part two of the KS Radio Show, man, it's only right that I give you a hand clap for, joining me on tonight, despite the time difference, because I didn't even think about the time difference. But we're going to give honor where honor is due, and I'm going to give you a hand clap of praise, man, before we get out of here, bro. So thank you for joining me on the show tonight. Here's the hand clap for you being my part two guest on the KS Radio Show. Amen. So, Jay Jones, of course, I don't know. I know some of your testimony just because of the way that you deliver your lyrics and your songs. But for those who don't know your testimony, give us like a quick snippet, like a quick snapshot. Like, where you born and raised from, single mother home, you got family and everything. Like, how did you come to Christ?
Yeah. Man, how do I condense this? So, honestly, man, I've always had a God-fearing mother, super grateful and blessed to be raised by her specifically. I believe that she is a rare breed of strong Black women, and I'm grateful for it. My upbringing, I come from a family that has a really different dynamic. When I was 6 years old, my father, he molested my older sister, and my sister, she got pregnant. And my sister also ended up having that kid. And this was at the age of six. And so very early on, I dealt with identity issues, not necessarily who am I, but more so how do I identify what family is and what does family look like. My family dynamic has been pretty crazy because of that, very divisive because of what that kind of encompasses. And so with my mom, thanks be to God, she clung closer to Jesus, and she was very protective over us and not wanting to allow the world or anyone to kind of touch us. And Jesus pretty much has been around our family for a very long time due to simply covering us through that. My brothers, two of my older brothers, are also deceased. One of them, my older brother Nathan, who I talk about in that song, he was murdered by his bully. He had been getting bullied for a while, and when he finally retaliated, his bully shot him. And then I have another older brother. His name is Dylan, who he was killed in a car crash. We didn't have the same mom, but we had the same dad, and they were coming back from a funeral, and his mom fell asleep at the wheel with her son, Dylan, and also her dad, his granddad. And so when she fell asleep at the wheel, she woke up, and the car had rolled over six times, and Dylan was killed, and her father, his granddad. My sisters, like I said, due to what had happened with my dad, it was a very split space. I have a sister on my mom's side, which is the one that this stuff has happened to. Then I have another sister on my dad's side who was kind of, I would say, separated from me because of what had happened. So I just grew up very early dealing with isolation, identity stuff. And throughout that entire journey, God has been present by covering us, by not allowing it to be a lot worse, because there could have been a lot more other crazy things. My father did go to prison, and he was supposed to do life, but my mother and my sister said if there was any way for him to still have a relationship with his son, that they didn't want him to do life. And once again, to some people from the outside looking in, it's kind of like, well, how does that work? How do you even think of stuff like that? But once again, that's where I say I believe God got a chance to shine again. You know, we all talk about being forgiving and gracious, and it doesn't mean that we don't deal with that pain or that pain doesn't have its effects. But when you are with God in that space, He'll allow you to do things that don't make sense to most people. And that was one of those things that doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but I believe it was God, once again, being gracious and mercy to my father. And we don't have the closest relationship even now, but I continuously watch God be faithful and keeping us. I got saved when I was 12. We were going to a church called Lighthouse for Life Center. My godfather is Marvin Sapp, and I grew up under going to his church and being around him. And my mom will always be falling out at the aisle, and she's on her face, and she's weeping, but she's also praising God at the same time. And it always was weird to me because, like I said, God had always been around the concept, the conversation of who God is. But, you know, at such a young age, I would say rarely does a child get a chance to really grasp that concept. And so I had constantly seeing this Sunday after Sunday, and I just would get curious because I'm like, who is this person that you keep falling on your face and screaming and hollering to, you know? But after she's doing it, she gets up, and I would see such a different brightness and a peace, even though we dealt with our own trials through what had happened with my father. And I remember asking one day, yo, I want to know who Jesus is. I want to know who God is for real. And even then, I feel like that childlike curiosity of wanting to know was awesome. But even then, I still didn't really understand what it is that I was asking for. But at the same time, thankfully, when my mom, she sat down with me and she really began to kind of like talk to me about who God is and who Jesus is and who he was and why he is so important to us in this life. And I got saved at the age of 12 after having conversations and being able to get a chance to get a glimpse at who God is. And I would say a whole other set of trial began even after that, because then I began to experience, I would say, another layer of reality when it comes to my story. I got a chance to really start to see the depravity of what my family has really come from. And music is a vehicle for me that I've always been able to express myself through, because growing up, you know, like I said, when that happened, I was 6 years old. I was a first grader. How many first graders can honestly sit in a public school setting or around other kids in general and articulate that? Because I understood to a point what had happened and that it wasn't good. But I also understood that it wasn't normal, and so I didn't feel safe. I wasn't comfortable trying to express that to another six-year-old, you know, another kid. So I started very early having to find a different way to express myself and talk about my story. And I think God has done an awesome thing within my gift by allowing me to tell stories through the vehicle of music to reach people, whether it's younger, older, or the same age as me, because we all do have a story that I believe other people need to hear. And there might be someone else out there like me who has to go through the journey of how do I articulate this? And yeah, man, like that's a really big piece of just me being able to get a chance to be in relationship with Christ. And I could talk for days about that part of my story, but that's really the biggest gist of how I got to that point with God. And God has been faithful in allowing me to use my gift to reach other people. You know, music is a vehicle that I think a lot of people use to navigate their lives, navigate their emotions. I would say, obviously, to a spiritual point, people consume songs. And so God has just, he's blessed me with the ability and the opportunity to talk to people through that and let people in through that so that they can understand that whatever it is, because I didn't have a normal story that I think people were used to hearing, that they're, for the person who's out there, even if they're on the line listening right now, that your story is super important for someone to hear, because there's someone else out there who feels like they're on an island and they got this crazy upbringing or they got this crazy background that when they look around the world around them, they don't hear those things or they don't hear anyone talking about them. Especially, I would say, even in the African-American community, a lot of these things that I'm talking about that have happened are a lot of the, we don't talk about those things in our culture. And so I want to be a voice who can slowly but surely start to press against that and break that stronghold of this silence that we've been made to feel is normal. So, yeah.
Hey, Zay, man, I got to give you a round of applause again for translating it so well, bro. Because, again, we don't know what, you know, kids are going through. We don't know what the next person is going through. We don't know what the what the person behind us in Kroger or in Walmart is going through. And give you another hand clap for just translating it so well and being so bold to share it with us on tonight.
No problem, bro.
So that's the testimony part. So where did – so – I know a lot of y'all don't know who Zay Jones is, but that's fine because he's here tonight. So Zay Jones is not only a rapper, he's not only a man of God, but he's also a dancer. And you got to be one of the coldest dancers I know personally. Like, forget Chris Brown. We're going to go ahead and get right to Michael Jackson because, man, you on a whole nother level, man. When I saw you dance and rap at the conference, I said the BET Awards is missing out on something. Every year, they do not book him. For real. I was amazed. So where did the dancing come from? Like, how did you get, you know, passionate and inspired to dance? Where did that come from? Was that your outlet while you was going through all this as a youngin'? Like, I want to know.
Yeah. First off, thanks, bro. You are pretty much spot on the money. Arts, creativity is something that is just generally important to me because, you know, other than just direct communication, right, verbal communication, creativity, arts, whether it's digital, performance, music, vocal, whatever the case may be, it is the, I would say, the second biggest medium that people get a chance to express themselves, especially in a way that is super, super vulnerable because you're telling it in a way that's unique to you. And so dancing, singing, rapping were my ways of doing it. And with dancing, it's funny you brought up Michael. Michael is someone that I think to this day is unmatched at his ability to captivate people. He had great music. He had great vocal performance, but what most people, right, catered, what most people were attracted to besides his vocal performance was his dance moves. You know what I'm saying? Like, still to this day, younger kids, younger than me, are wanting to do the moonwalk, wanting to do the Billie Jean routine, the Bad routine, Thriller, Smooth Criminal. Like, he had a way with movement that was timeless, and it stopped you in your tracks. It made you say, man, there's something different about the way this man moves. Like, it is crazy. And yeah, I've always, and I still say it to this day boldly, I want to be able to be in a position where as a musician, as a performer, and as an entertainer, I want to be able to captivate people in a way just like, right, because the gift that Michael got, right, is not his. It's the gift from God, given without repentance. It's nothing that Michael did, you know, to get the gift. But he sharpened it. He worked on it day in and day out, and he perfected his craft. And you got grown men on, you know, in the crowd falling out because of what this man is doing. Now, I don't want anybody to worship the ground that I'm on, and I don't want it to be about, oh, Zay is so dope, and I'm so captivated with him that you lose sight of why it is that I want to be able to have that ability. The main purpose of wanting to captivate somebody that hard or, you know, to that point is because if a man, a mere man, can have that effect on a person, why not can someone do the same thing and be able to point them to Christ and point them to God? If I will never be a person who will say otherwise. I believe it because he was made by God. If God can make a man who has that ability to do that, then surely enough, someone who wants to be able to captivate people to point them to God can do the same thing, if not better in their own way. And that's really the heart of why, you know, when you were able to kind of see me perform it, that's the heart of it. The heart is like, I'm a Christian artist, and that should not take away from my capability. In fact, my art and my gift is made to give back to the Creator, so everything I do should be wrong. So, you know, when it comes to dancing, that's really the heart of it. And especially in our space as musicians and Christian entertainers, there's always this kind of like subtle unspoken like tension between ministry and performing. But me, I believe the two are a lot closer than we tend to acknowledge. Your performance is one of the vehicles that grabs people's attention. And if you're an artist, technically, anytime you showcase what you're doing to someone, you're performing. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Christian artist trying to, and, you know, I can't speak to anybody else's overarching goals, but if you're a Christian artist and your main goal is to reach souls, then you have an extra layer, an extra responsibility in my eyes of perfecting your craft and performing well, you know? And so when it comes to performance, I'm going to always give you 150. I'm going to give you all of me and then some, because I want you to leave with two things. One, asking yourself, why is this dude going so hard? But also coming back and saying like, okay, there has to be something to this deeper than just lyrics and moves and, you know, cool poses. It's really about, wow, there's a God that created him being able to use his gift uniquely to reach people like me. And God has something just as special within me to do the same thing for the next person. That's really what this is about, right? It's about getting souls. It's about reaching someone where they are, because some people aren't listening to Christian hip hop. Some people are listening to a lot of the rappers that I would say I've been influenced by and some of my peers, you know. But what we're doing should be pushed at a different scale because it's for a completely different reason, a reason that I believe is more important than any other.
Amen. Again, man, well spoken, well said. Zay Jones, like I mentioned, you are a rapper, and you just, you know, you tap on the dancing part. But we have not spoken about the new song that you put out called Move Around.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the inspiration behind Move Around?
Man, in short and sweet, the inspiration was I was looking around my situation. Specifically, you know, just throughout this past year, I'm in a lot of first years. First year being married, first year being a father, first year living in another state with a family. I've lived on my own in another state, but never as a family man. And so just navigating my role and trying to be the best that I can be while also on my own journey of healing and restoration, one of the things that I kept thinking about is just my now, but I was reflecting. And in the song, I'm getting at that, you know, evil around me, demons, people, you know, even things that I've experienced from people in a negative way, God has been faithful in keeping me and having provision over me and my family. And he's either moved those things around or he's moved me around them. And so that's what I was getting at. first verse pretty much talks about, I had a friend, me and him are still cool. And actually when I was working on the record, I called him. He lives back in Grand Rapids. I was calling him and I was having him sit in on the session. And, you know, I was just talking to him about the story and the stuff that we, you know, experienced. And I just kind of used a creative way to tell that exact story. I had a neighbor who my friend was robbed by. And I just simply talk about that story because I knew both of them. And it was just, it's a crazy space to be in where you know a person who has robbed another person that you know, a friend of yours. So that's what I was talking about. And then the second verse, I just briefly talk about my older brother being killed and my dad growing up with my dad being in prison. So that's the premise of the song.
Wow. Well, I would have never guessed that. So I'm glad you called in and shared that with me and the listeners on tonight, because I love the track. The homie Yesenia Gomez love the track. We played it on Tuesday, so we're going to play it again tonight. Here is Zay Jones with Move Around. Check it out.
When the enemy come in floods, we gon' tell them, move around, move around, move around, move around. Satan tried to hold me down, he gon' get this cup of power. When the enemy come in floods, we gon' tell them, move around, move around, move around, move around. Came in with a gift, you know I got it wrapped up. I don't do this for no paper or to get no wrap up. Satan backed up, all up on my hip, you know I got a strap up. Yeah, it's tough, outta here. Got a couple dollars, keep it a buck. What you feeding your people ain't enough. Yeah, yeah, so what's up? I had some dogs that was digging, spinning the block, threw you greasy for some chicken. Midwest, we call it mitten. Run that before we get to blinking. His pulse quickened. Red dot, headshot. He only left with his hands raised. Praise God. I move around. Touchdown in my zone. Dealing with my anger, blood boiling. Put a hot shell to his stomach, blood boiling. My daddy was gone, off in a cell. Meanwhile, real life was just like hell. They wasn't seeing what I'm living, so I put it back in real. Blood covered on me, G.O.D. set me free. Couldn't pay the fee, dodging chase through the field. D.D. or D. I move around.
Demons try to get me still to step.
I move around.
Hey, man, you guys, that was the homie Zay Jones with Move Around. Again, man, you can find that track on all digital platforms, so do yourself a favor. Don't do yourself a disservice. And check it out after the show, while you're in the shower, while you're driving. Tell your barber to play it tomorrow when you go get your hair cut. Tell your beautician to play it while you're getting your nails done. Stream that joint.
Yes, sir.
Support the homie Zay Jones. Move Around. Hey, man, I'm loving that track, bro. I'm loving that track. I'm glad you sent it over, you know, before it was released, and I'm glad and honored to play it on the show.
Man, bro, thank you so much, man. You know, it's a crazy thing to be able to just share your story and people accept it, you know. I could be honest and say that was something that before getting to this space in my life, I was always nervous, specifically because it's your story, you know, it's your baby. So
it's hard to give that to other people and accept whether they will receive it or not. And so I'm just thankful that it has been received well and that people can be encouraged by it, because that's what I really want. I want people to not feel like they're alone, because you're not. So much love, bro.
Amen. Zay, how can people get a hold of you on social media? If you are open for bookings and, you know, traveling, how can people get a hold of you that way as well?
Awesome. Yeah. So if you want to find me on socials, it'll be Zay Jones on Facebook, ZayJones. And then if you're looking to book me, you can find me through my Instagram. My YouTube is also Zay Jones. Sorry to jump around. On Instagram, it is the same thing. It's I am Zay Jones. You can find me there. My booking, email, and everything is in the bio.
Awesome sauce. Hopefully you have enjoyed your time on the KS Radio Show. We're going to have to do a full interview next time. I'm definitely glad and honored to have you on, as always, bro. I was honored to, you know, meet you in person and witness the work that you have put in vocally and, you know, physically through dance back at the HPE conference. Shout out to Husker Eat, the whole team in Grand Rapids doing big things. Again, man, we're gonna have to do a full interview next time. This was
sir.
A good appetizer, but we need the meat. So 2022, we're gonna look for a date in January, and we're gonna get the full all of it, all the details, and play all the
music. Man, you let me know.
So we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. Again, man, thank you for calling in. You know, sorry about the time zone difference and everything, but I'm glad that you made it on tonight. And again, man, follow him at IIMZayJones on Instagram. And I hope you guys had a pen and paper close by to get that booking information. But Zay Jones, man, before you get out of here, any last remarks you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah. The last thing I'd like to just truly share with anyone listening is, whatever you have been through, please do not forsake the power that is within that story. If you are still alive, if you still have breath, you are still useful, and you matter, and you are important. You are irreplaceable. You know, there's only one you. And so do not undermine your value with sharing what it is you've been through. There are some things that other people need from your story and from your life. You simply existing makes a difference to someone else's day. And I'm praying that if you're in a space where you have your questions or you have doubts or you have a wondering about your own life and your value, please seek God. But also seek someone in your corner who can speak to that, because once again, you have importance and you are more than valuable. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So that's my last thing to say.
Amen, you guys. Again, this is, you know, part two interview with the homie Zay Jones. Again, well spoken. We're gonna go ahead and get out of here, you guys. Again, check out the links to all my sponsors from East Garden, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as ShalomCheat.com and OvercomerApparel.com. Definitely follow me on every social media platform at KS Radio Show. And if anybody, and I mean it, anybody want to support my ministry financially, you can send donations through the Cash App, which is the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. You guys are going to go ahead and get out of here with some exclusive music from the homie Big Steve. You know, I got to show some Cincinnati love on the playlist. This is something exclusive from the homie Big Steve featuring RL Music, Ricardo Lambert, with Love Me Like That, because Jesus Christ is the only one that can love you unconditionally and really mean it. Whereas humans will fail you, God will not. You guys keep Jesus at the center of everything that you do, say, and think. And I'll see you guys in the next interview, in the next episode. Please don't forget to check out Candy Convos on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. But we're going to go ahead and get out of here. You guys have a great weekend. And, again, keep Christ at the center of everything that you do. Big Steve and RL Music, something exclusive with Love Me Like That. You guys, I'll see you guys next week. Let's get it.
Let me catch my breath, yeah, I made it. Shelter in your arms at the safest. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You drew me with your love like a painting. Nothing that I do makes me worth it. Oh, the way you love me back, don't deserve it. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You drew me with your love like a painting. Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. Captain of my ship, anchor of my soul. Can't nobody love me like you. Your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you? Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. You would think I'm perfect, but I know I don't deserve it. Why you? Why you gotta love me like that? Why you gotta love me? Yeah, like you do, I'm so glad you found me. I don't wanna drown, I stand on the rock, yeah. They don't even know Jesus is the rock, yeah. Nothing that I do makes me worth it. Oh, the way you love me back, don't deserve it. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You drew me with your love like a painting. Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. Captain of my ship, anchor of my soul. Can't nobody love me like you. Your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you? Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. You would think I'm perfect, but I know I don't deserve it. Why you? Why you gotta love me? You're crazy like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you? Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
Different kind of love, I ain't talking Gucci and Keisha. Different kind of love, nothing like Kirk and Rashida. Got me feeling like I'm walking on water with Peter. Never paying for a price, always getting it cheaper. Blessing me with credit cards, with them high limits. They can try to block you, he just ends up goaltending. You my father, gave me heart, he not John Q. You always got me popping tags, getting something new. Got that love and happiness, he not Al Green. Stacking up blessings, taller than Yao Ming. Keep counting, like when Giannis try to shoot a free throw. Making history together, but we not the Beatles. Front page new, Jesus not the funny page. Had me shouting hallelujah after graduation. God keeping me away from the paramedic. The devil keep taking shots like a diabetic. Said I wasn't gon' be nothing. Gotta take my time, I keep rushing. He still coming, we not bluffing. Let's get together like homecoming. Flirt with me, I'm not blushing. He passed that, we not puffing. Got Hennessy, I can't touch it. Why Christian? Be mean mug, y'all not whore. I'm not soft, I'm a worker. He big boss, just lost weight. Rick Ross, get my own swag. Chris Cross, let me wrap it up like Christmas. Can I get a witness? Let him know Jesus always handle business. Real love, real God, made it through. No new scars, he helped me out. We won't charge, keep blessing me with new bars. Got handouts, get discounts, not leaving God, I can't bounce. All work, no play, God coming through, that's all day.